Maseches Nida, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, continuing the conversation about Akusi and what they are believed about in terms of Tuma. So the Mishnah says, Ne'emanim Lomar, Akusi is believed to say, Kavarnu Shames HaNefalim, that is the specific place where we buried the fetus that we miscarried. O lo kavarnu, or to say that we did not bury the fetus in that place. Furthermore, Ne'emanim Lomar Ala Behema, they're believed to say about an animal, in Bikra, if it has already had a Bechor before the child that it just gave birth to, in Lo Bikra, or if it hasn't yet had a Bechor, and therefore this child that was born, this calf that was born to the animal, is in fact the Bechor. So the Kusim are believed about these things. Furthermore, Ne'emanim Al Tzion Kvaros, they're believed about marking where a grave is, however, ein ne'emanim lo al eschachos, they're not believed about eschachos. Is if you have a set of trees that make a canopy over a place where you know that somewhere in this area there is a dead body buried. You're not sure if it's under this tree, under that tree, under the third tree. Kusi is not believed to say there is no dead body in this area, because you know that you have reason to believe, you don't know, but you have suspicion that there is. Kusi is not believed to say that there isn't, because a Kusi is not generally as careful about a suffix. And because it's a suffix, we know that there's a suffix. The Kusi knows that there's a suffix, but it's possible the Kusi would dismiss the suffix, and that would be problematic for us. So they're not believed about these canopies of trees, velo ala paraos, and not if there is a set of stones that are marking a grave in the area to say that there is no tumah in the area, velo al beis apras, and not about a field which has been trampled. They're not believed to say that there's no tumah in the area. Zeha klal, this is the general rule. Davar shechashunim bo, about a matter which they are suspected themselves, ein ne'emanim alav, then they cannot be believed to tell us. And because they are not careful about suffik tuma in general, then they are not believed to testify to us about where tuma may exist in a case of suffik, or where it may not exist. The next perek shmini, Mishnah Aleph, deals with a Jewish woman who sees a kesem somewhere on her body or on a garment, and which places are tameh and which are tahor. Mishnah Aleph says, Haroa kesem al besaro, a woman who sees a blood stain on her flesh, depends where it is, keneged beis haturpa, if it corresponds to the part of her body where the blood may have come out of, i.e. her genital area, tameya, then it is tameya. V'shalo keneged beis haturpa, but if it's in a place where it could not have come out of her vaginal area, and instead it would be blood from a different source in her body, then tahora, then she is still tahora. So now the Mishnah spells out the detail. Al akeva ve'al rosh gudala, if it's on her heel or on her toes, then, or on the top of her foot, tamea, then she would be tamea, because we assume that it could have come out of her vaginal area. Al shoka v'al parsoseha, if it's on her legs or on her thighs, mibifnim, if it's on the inner part of her legs or thighs, then tamea, then she is tamea from that stain, because again, we assume that it could have come out from her uterus. But mibachutz, but if it's on the outer part of her legs or thighs, then tahora. V'alatzdanim, mikan, and if it's on either side, meaning the front of her leg or the back of her leg, anywhere but the inside, all of those are tahora. All of those are still pure. Ra'asa al-chaluka, what if she sees on her garment? If she sees on her garment, min ha-chagor ulamata, if it's from the belt area and downward, tamea, then we assume that she is tamea, because it could have come from her uterus. Mina chagor ulamala, but if it's from the belt and upwards, then tahora, that is pure. Ras al beis yad shel chaluka, if she sees on her sleeve, im magia keneged beis haturpa, if it's the part of the sleeve that could have gotten to the area of her body where the blood may where vaginal blood may have come out, then tamea, then she is impure v'im lav, but if it's on the part of the sleeve that could not have reached that area, tahora, she is pure. Haisa poshato umis kasabo balaila. If she would put it on and cover up with it at night, then kol makom shenim tzabo kesem tumea. Then you have to assume that it could be moved around and bent and folded in any which way. Therefore, any place that you find blood on the garment, you have to assume she's tumea mipnei shu choser, because it goes back and forth. V'chein ba'pal yom, and the same thing about a headscarf that a woman wears at night. You have to assume that could have gone in any direction, and therefore she is tumea.